I'm Herb Garn, hydrologist and Friends member, presenting some interesting natural history and fun facts about the springs in the Conservancy. Frederick Spring is the fourth largest spring complex in Dane County. A second smaller spring complex also exists in the small drainage way west of the homestead site. Flow of these springs varies from 2 to 3 cubic feet per second, depending on whether it's dry or wet years. Flows have been monitored here since 2001. During those years, the average Frederick Springs flow has been 2.5 cubic feet per second, or 1,120 gallons per minute. The total of both springs is 3.9 CFS, or 1,760 gallons per minute combined flow for those springs. The total flow for one day is equivalent to fill about 70 backyard swimming pools or supply water to about 30 households for an entire year. The sources of groundwater to the springs are from shallow sand and gravel glacial deposits and bedrock, dolomite, and sandstone aquifers as deep as 800 feet below ground. The water temperature discharged in the spring is a consistent 50 degrees year-round, warm in the winter, providing open water in the marsh, and cool in the summer. The marsh did not always look like this during the settlement period, when the Tenney locks were built in 1896. That raised the Mendota water level 4 to 5 feet. And water over the springs now and in the marsh is a reflection of the lake water level. The flow from the springs provides consistent supply of clear, sediment-free, and low nutrient water supply to the marsh and Lake Mendota, much greater than the low flow of Pheasant Branch Creek itself. Springs are a declining resource threatened by well pumping and urban development. Many have dried up around the Madison Lakes area, such as those in the Spring Harbor. A final thought I'd like to leave you with is to please enjoy the springs from the provided platforms. The wet soils and the vegetation around the springs are very fragile.